我们为下一代也祷告啊，就是常常有下一代，包括我们的孩子们，这样的在主里面来成长。
So we will pray for our next generation, our children, so they can grow
in
the Lord.
包括在外面的小孩子，我们常常为他们祷告，我们也尽一份心啊。
Including the children that are playing outside, so we have to pray for them and do our part.
你想想，在十年以后、二十年以后，他们会怎么样
？Just imagine in 10 years time, 20 years time.
他们将面临一个非常邪恶的时代。
They are going to face an evil world.
所以我们要来更加用心的来，来爱他们。
That's why we have to.Use our hearts and love them with our hearts.
也来有耐心的来栽培他。
And also treat them with patience.
就是好多时候栽培年轻一代是需要耐心的。
So a lot of time when we raise up the second generation, you need a lot of patience.
所以为什么爱是恒久忍耐
？That's why love is patience.
昨天我带我的儿子去装修一个房子，我就心里想到，我说我要栽培他。
So, yesterday I brought my son to a house we are doing a renovating. So in my heart, I felt I need to help him. I need to shape him.
我就让他一个装一个灯，从界线，从拧螺丝，所有的从头到尾装。
So I asked him to fix a fixture of the light. So I asked him to do it.From all the beginning, from screwing the screws to all the electrical circuits, so he did it all.
那我中间会失去耐心。
So during the process, I lost my patience.
那如果我做的话，可能两三分钟就做好。
If I did it myself, it only cost me 2 or 3 minutes.
跟他一起做，至少要半个小时。
But if I do it with him, I need at least half an hour.
但是我心里面一直觉得什么？栽培孩子的机会在哪里呢
？But I ask God, so where are those opportunities that I can upbring my children?
那是这个栽培的过程呢，让我们这个效率大大的降低。
But during the process, our speed has gone down.
Efficiency is very low. 所以我们要计算这个代价。
So we have to calculate the opportunity cost.
那我们要来预备我们的下一代。
We need to prepare our second generation.
要付上代价。
We need to pay a price.
代价就是，我回来师母说你们今天效率太低了。
The opportunity cost is that when I came home, my wife told me that you guys were too slow today.
还有好多天，本来一天的功夫都变成好多天了。
So it usually costs a day, but it's gonna take a few days.
本来房子可以明天就租出去，结果一个星期。才能租出去。
So maybe the next day I can rent out my house, but now it needs another week or so.
这些代价都要付。
So we have to pay all these prices.
那今天我讲这个信息呢，就跟这个也有关系，来预备我们自己。
So today I'm also going to share a message that closely related to this topic. So we have to prepare ourselves.
那我们翻开马太福音第25章。
So we turn to Matthew chapter 25.
那这是一个很多人都熟悉的比喻，就是说我们要来清醒，我们要来预备自己。
So it's a familiar parable that a lot of people know. It's about how we have to be alert and prepare ourselves.
那所以呢，我们先读一下，对不对？那时，天国的好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。新郎延迟的时候，他们都打盹了，睡着了。半夜人声喊着是新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。那些童女就起来收拾灯。愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。他们去买的时候，新郎到了。那预备好的同他进去坐席，门就关了。其余的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门吧。”他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。” 所以你们要警醒，因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。我请安来念一下英文。
Matthew 25:1-13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took the oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is a bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." While they were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
我们读了这个经文，我不知道大家会想到什么。
So after you read this passage, what do you think about?
我知道不知道你读了这是一个正面的信息还是一个负面的信息。
So do you think this is a positive message or a negative message?
那读了以后呢，我们相信我们每一个人都会惊醒一下。
So I believe that all of us will be alert after we read this passage.
那我们很多时候讲恩典呢，我们的主是一个恩典的主。
So a lot of time we talk about grace and how our God is a graceful God.
所以马太福音24:25-26讲了主来的时候呢，好像主没有恩典。
But in Matthew 24:25-26, when they talk about the coming kings, and it seems that our Lord is not that merciful.
那为什么呢？
Why is that?
怎么会呢？
How can it be?
难道他变成另外一个人了？
Can he be changed to a different person?
那么我们要再次的讲，我们圣经里面的一切话语呢，是要造就我们。
So we have to know that all the words in the Bible is here to benefit us.
那神的话呢，就是要让我们来听懂了，听明白了，要来预备我们自己，将来进入主丰盛的恩典和筵席。
So all these words is helping us to know His word and to understand, and help us to prepare so that we can enter the banquet.
事实上，人为什么会成为愚蠢的童女，另外的人成为聪明的童女呢？就在于他怎么样听这个话。
So, how can you become the foolish virgin or the wise virgin? It really depends on how you listen to these words.
同样一本圣经，很多人都在读。
So the same Bible, everybody reads it.
有人读出这样的味道，有人读出那样的味道。
So some people read it in this way, and people read it in the other way.
那仁者见仁，智者见智。
So you will have different discretions on your own personalities.
那所以这也就有了愚蠢的人，有了聪明的人，而这两群人呢，好像都是在服侍主的人。
So that's why you have the foolish people and the wise people, even though they all seem they are serving God.
你一开始读这个经文的时候呢，你发现有没有发现，其实这个新郎是他的错，他来迟了，是不是
？So when you first read the passage, do you think it will be the bridegroom's mistake because he's the one that comes late?
那他来晚了，我们睡觉了，我们的灯也着晚了，怎么就是我们的错呢
？So he's the one who came late, and we all fell asleep, and then our lamps going out. How can that be our mistake?
那还有人呢，觉着实在这个聪明童女的错，这几个人太自私了。
Some people might say, "Oh, it's the mistake of those who are wise. They were so selfish."
那让他奉电油，他就不给奉电油。搞的这个五个最后被关到门外面。
So they won't even allow the other five to borrow some of their oil, so the other five has to go out and buy their own, so they were shut out.
我不知道你有没有这样想过。
So I don't know whether you were thinking that way.
我刚信主的时候也会这样想。
When I first became a believer, I thought it that way.
那慢慢就知道呢，不是新郎的错，也不是那五个聪明童女的错。
So later later on, slowly, I realized that it's not the mistake of the Lord or the mistake of those five wise virgins.
那就是新郎呢，就是我们的主，他做的一点也没错。这五个童女，聪明的呢，一点也没错。
So, our Jesus Christ, the coming bridegroom, has no fault in him, and also the five wise virgins, there's no fault in them as well.
那而且有可能你觉得这个新郎这个也太严厉了吧？到最后就说我不认识你们，就因为迟了一点就不认识他了吗？
So you may think that the bridegroom is so strict because they were only late for a little bit, and then he said, "Oh, I don't know you." And how can it be that you are just late for a little bit, and then he doesn't know you at all?
这哪能是教会宣讲的耶稣基督呢
？How can it be the Jesus Christ that is proclaiming the church?
这根本就不是耶稣基督。
This is not Jesus Christ.
但是呢，事实上这个比喻讲的这个新郎一定是耶稣基督。
But indeed, the parable is referring the bridegroom to Jesus.
所以你仔细的、不断的在跟随主的时候，你就知道他一点也没有错。
So as you are following him, you will know that he has no fault.
他不仅仅是没有错，也不是因为他生气就把这些人拒绝在门外。
He has no fault, and it's not just because he was angry with those ones who are late.
因为神是一个不轻易发怒的神。
Because God is a God that will not be easily angered.
那问题出在哪
？So where the problem came out?
那我要给大家仔细解释一下。
So I have to explain to you more.
其实，这个红礼啊，东啊，东方人的红礼呢，都有很多的习俗。
So in the Middle East, in a wedding banquet, they have their own way of their custom.
我们中国人的红礼也有很多的习俗。
So same as our Chinese weddings, we have all our own customs.
这些习俗里面呢，要有很多的装备，他要把这个做得非常非常的光亮。就是说非常的重视。
So there's a lot of preparation need to be made for the wedding because it's a very, it's very important.
其实好多国家也有像中国人的这种习俗呢，就是新郎去接新娘的时候呢，华轿去了以后呢，那新郎的那一方面，有些人就装刁难新郎，出谜语啊什么，你回答不了，不要接我们的新娘走。
So same as the Chinese weddings, a lot of times when the bridegroom go and to get the bride, the bride, they will make a lot of tricks on the bridegroom so that it's harder for him to get the wife.
所以一般新郎呢就带一帮这个能人，
需
要姐妹。
So the bridegroom will bring a group of his own men so that those men can help him to get his bride.
这个在圣经里面也有，就是苍松的故事，大家仔细读的时候就有过这个采蘼啊这些东西。
So this story is also similar in the Bible too, in the story of Samson.
Samson.
Yeah, so in the story it says how he went and get his wife.
那整个的婚礼的预备过程呢，就是说要让新郎新娘整个家族好像一种荣耀，一种非常荣耀的事情。
So all this preparation is for them to show the glory of wedding, two family coming together.
所以呢，这个新郎来迟了这件事情呢，是在预备之中的事情。
So the bridegroom being late is because he was in preparation.
这是就是大家可以料想到的事情。
So it's something expected.
就是如果你懂得当地的习俗。
If you know the local customs.
如果你懂得这家人。
If you know the family.
那你知道这个他来迟是非常正常。
So you will know that him being late is very is normal is expected.
那五个聪明的童女，她就知道她可能会来迟。
So the five wise one knew, or he may be late.
那么另外五个为什么就不知道呢
？How come the other five didn't know?
这不是奇怪了吗
？Isn't that weird?
那另外呢，这个婚礼的这个焦点呢，就是新郎新娘。
So the focus is on the bridegroom and the bride.
所以你知道婚礼的这个焦点是新郎新娘的，你就知道那五个聪明的童女不逢有事，非常正常，非常对。
So if you know the focus is on the bride and the bridegroom, you will know. Then you will know that the wise one did not share his, their oil is very normal. It's an expected thing to do.
因为那个时候的婚礼上面他没有电灯啊。
Because back then, in the, during the wedding, they don't have electricity.
啊，你说我们现在的婚礼上面呢，一般来说没电的事情是比较少，说除非有大风暴。大风暴，你立刻打电话给海州，他们立刻签修，可能三个小时也就签修好。
So it would be unusual nowadays if we have a wedding with no electricity, unless there's a storm that the hydro has been cut out. If you call them, they will come and fix it right away, maybe.
当然，今天如果说你知道有大风暴的话，天气预报说大风暴，你可能也不举行婚礼。
So if you know in advance, if the weather forecast said there will be a storm, you probably won't even have a wedding at all.
所以你早就预备好，你不会在没电的时候举行你的婚礼。
So you will be prepared because you won't have a wedding without electricity.
但是那个时候呢，全是靠油灯来照亮。
So, but back then, they all been the banquet needs to be lit up by the oil lamps.
所以这些人打灯照亮呢，就是说要让这个地方有光。我不能把油封给你，再如果什么事情发生呢，全部又黑了。
Yeah, so that's why they won't share their oil because they need to be lit the room with the oil lamps because if they don't have enough for both of them, then it will be dark.
这个油拿来不是好好的，不是说让你今天灯里有油，这不是目的，目的是要打灯照亮，让婚礼正常的举行。
So the main purpose is not that you will have a lamp that has been lit. It's, the purpose is to light up the whole banquet room.
你知道有时候你还不知道这个婚礼会有多长时间举行下去，所以你要准备。
So a lot of times in advance, you wouldn't know how long the banquet will last. So you have to be prepared in advance.
新年新来，即使来到这里，你还是不知道多长时间。
Even if the bridegroom and the bride arrive, you wouldn't know how long the banquet the feast will last.
有时候可能它会很长。
So maybe it will be even longer.
你知道我们过去的婚礼里面有人酒席上面啊，他就坐在里面拼命要彩圈喝酒，他就不离开。你不能说现在就把你赶走。
So you know back then, so in our old days, the weddings, a lot of people just sit in the feast and then they will play games, gambling, and then they wouldn't leave the table.And you can't ask them to go out.
如果主人你让他走的话，你就没面子，一点面子都没有。
So as the owner or the owner to ask the people to leave, then you wouldn't have your face, you know, your love.
也没有人会这样做。
Nobody will do that.
因为这件事情，婚礼的事情，就是所有的宾客都要非常高兴。
So because the main purpose of the wedding is to let all the guests happy.
但每个人高兴的时候，主人新郎新娘脸上就有光。
So when the guests were happy, the owners or the bridegroom and the brides will have, respect.
所以这个五个聪明的童女呢，她不能蜂拥。
That's why the five wise virgins couldn't share their oil.
这也是在聪明的地方。
That's why they were wise.
因为她知道我在服侍。
Because they know they are serving.
下面就是说有一个什么状况发生，灯灭了是不行的。
So anything that happens without light wouldn't go on.
或者有一个老钱被剪化，一剪他就很长期，绕来绕去，对不对？你本来预备他十分钟，他就剪了两个小时，你不能让这个老钱被你说不要剪了。
So maybe a senior will come and sit in the wedding and then he may go on and on for hours, but you cannot go and tell him.
比如说新郎的爷爷一下就出来很高兴，哇，新郎的爷爷老了90岁了，剪完了他从头又开始剪，你不能说爷爷你不能剪。
So maybe the grandfather of the bridegroom will come out in his late 90s will start to speak for a long time and then after this he speaks, he will repeat his speech. So but you cannot ask him to stop speaking.
你不但不能让他停下来，你还要给他更多的纵容。
Not only that you cannot stop him from speaking, you have to give him more honor.
所以这个聪明的童女之所以拼，她知道这个婚礼必须要进行下去。
So that's why the wise virgins knew the wedding has to go on. That's why they didn't share.
那所以就是你就知道她不能蜂拥的。
So that's why you know that they can't share their oil.
那从我们属灵里面来讲呢，就是说。我们将来在见主面的时候，或者我今天需要什么祝福的时候，突然怎么觉得不知道怎么祷告，不知道怎么让主在我们的中间啊来祝福我们。
So in our spirit, maybe sometimes you felt that, okay, I cannot pray, I don't know how to pray, I don't know how to get the blessing from the Lord.
那能不能把你的信心分给我一点？
Can you share some of your faith?
那我们说 ，OK， 一个属灵的这个有信心的，就二手祷告，手当。
Say the spiritual leaders start pray in tongues and lay hand on this person.
那事实上那个怎么呢？我加持一点力量啊，那圣灵充满。突然发现自己也像一个先知以后开始发预言。
So maybe you giving some strength to this person, and maybe he start to prophesy.
但是他走了以后呢，发现自己那又什么也不会了。
But after he left, he will find, okay, oh, I cannot do anything again.
我们在堪萨斯那所学先知恩赐的时候就是这样，那个抛开恩手在谁的身上，谁就开始发预言，就像那个先知一样，很特别。
So while we were in Kansas City, the same thing happened when we learned about prophetic anointings. Our teacher would lay hand on us, and everybody would start to speak in tongues. But after they left, they wouldn't do anything.
我们在操练的时候，真的那些老师一祷告，我们大家都开始有那个发预言的恩赐。
So during our practice, when our teachers lay hand on us, we start to prophesize in tongues.
但是老师不能一直跟你在一起啊。
But the teacher cannot be always with you.
老师的信心也不能变成你的信心啊。
And the faith from the teacher cannot be passed on to you.
老师的圣经的知识也不能变成你圣经的知识啊。
So his own knowledge cannot become your own knowledge.
如果能变成你的话呢，需要一个预备的过程。
If it needs to be yours, you need a time for preparation.
所以这个比喻呢，觉得人要预备，人要精气。
That's why this parable is to tell us to be prepared and to be alert.
那你会不会觉得这个是不是这个对我们的要求是不是太高了呢？
So maybe you think, oh, is it the standard too high for us?
我跟你讲，这个比喻是所有比喻里面要求最低的一个比喻。
I tell you the truth that this parable is the lowest standard that you could ever achieve.
就是说神把我们敬虔国的门槛放到最低，得祝福的门槛放到最低。
So that's the lowest standard point that God has given us.
这个比喻就是最低的门槛。
So this parable is the lowest standard.
那我一讲你就明白。
So if I say it, you want to know.
圣经里面有好多的比喻是对他的仆人是有很高的要求。
So there's a lot of parables in the Bible that sets up a very high standard for his servant.
那有个比喻讲呢，这个仆人有没有按时分粮啊？
So one of the parables says whether the servant has distributed food according timely manner.
啊，那这个可能是有人说这对牧者的要求，你有没有讲解圣经啊？有没有教导啊？就说这个是可能是给一群人。
So some people may think the parable is for the pastors, whether he will speak the truth in the proper time and the manner. And some people think it's for everybody.
但是这个比喻呢，就是门槛最低的。
But this parable has the lowest standard for all of us.
那为什么呢？
Why?
你知道童女的服侍呢，就是所有服侍里面，大众照亮就是婚礼里面就是最容易的服侍。
Because in so the virgin, the service from the virgin as a virgin who light up the room is the easiest job to do in the doing a wedding.
为什么？
Why?
第一，不需要体力。
First, you don't need to have physical strength.
你就是一个 lamp.
You are just a lamp.
大灯照亮就可以了。
You just a lamp to light up the room.
你知道那个婚礼上好多人是需要体力的吗？
Do you know that a lot of people need to have physical strength in order to make the wedding work?
你知道那个婚礼新郎新娘是有抬轿子的人抬的吗？所有中东东方的婚礼都是抬轿子的。
Do you know that in the Eastern weddings, all the bridegroom and the brides are need to be seated on the pyramid that needs to be carried by people?
好多地方能用马车都不用马车的。
So a lot of people, a lot of places, even though they could afford a chariot, they wouldn't use a chariot.
他要用轿。
But they want a paragon.
为什么这个轿代表着一种荣耀，代表着一种这个就是一种他的一种就是家族的一种荣耀。
Because the paragon represented a type of honor and respect for a family.
就像圣经里面这个生的月桂呢，不能用马车拉，必须要祭司要扛，四个祭司扛抬在肩膀上。有些东西祭司有方便的办法，也不能用。
So same as in the Bible, when the Ark of the Covenant needs to be carried on the shoulder of the priest, even though you could use a chariot or other easier way of transporting, but you can't.
所以在婚礼里面，有些人要出很多的体力。
That's why during the wedding, a lot of people need to pay a lot of physical strength in order to.
但是这些童女是不需要。
But as a virgin, they don't need that.
那这就是在体力上面门槛很低。
So it's a very low standard for the physical strength.
第二个呢，它不需要智力。
And second, you don't need to have wisdom for this.
你知道跟着新郎去借新年的那些人呢？那些要嘴要会说，要会打谜语呀、对不对呀？或者那个主持人呢，主持婚礼的人啊，要口才要很好啊。那个管家呢，懂得要去分配这个分配那个，你的厨这面是后勤，这个那个，对不对？礼物的、招待的，各种各样的事情，对不对？姻亲的，但是。
But the other people need a lot of wisdom in order to make the wedding work. But if you're the one who accompany the bridegroom to get the bride, you need to be very, you need to know how to use your words, right? And then those who are hosting the wedding, they need to know how to speak. And then those who are distributing the food and then making the reception works, they all need a lot of knowledge and wisdom.
所以这个做童女的这个大灯照亮呢不需要任何的知识，任何的智慧。
But as a virgin who just there to light up the room, they do not need any knowledge at all.
那也不需要特别的这种宗教的礼仪，比如说有的人要禁食啊、祷告啊，有的人要熬夜。这个里面有一个人呢，是第三种人。大家有没有发现他有个特别的工作
？So there are other people. They need to do this. Religious rituals, for example, they need to be fasting and other stuff. But did you notice there are the third type of people doing this parable?
这个比喻呢，传统来讲就是一个聪明童女和愚蠢童女的比喻。但是这里面有第三种人，大家有没有发现
？So the parable usually just referred to as a wise virgin and the foolish virgin. But did you notice there are the third type of people in this parable?
大家有没有发现？这就半夜有一个呼喊。
So that's a cry, a person that cried out during midnight.
这个人呢，其实他不容易，他的工作不容易。
So it's very hard to be this person.
他一夜是不能睡觉。
So he cannot sleep during the night.
你看这些聪明的童女、愚蠢的童女，他们是可以睡觉的。
See those wise virgin and foolish virgin, they all fell asleep.
主人并没有责备他们，你们睡着了，并没有责备他们。
And the owner didn't say anything about it.
那就是说，我们基督徒有时候不警醒啊，有时候这样的，神不会责备我。
So sometimes as a Christian, we may not be stay alert all the time, and God wouldn't punish us for this.
但是有声声会来喊，喊的时候我们要听得见。
But there will be a voice that will call out in the midnight. You have to be able to hear the voice.
这个喊的这个人呢？他的工作就是他不能睡觉。
So the person who calls out his voice, his job he cannot sleep at all.
在基督的身体里面呢，这些就是先知的声音。
So in the body of Christ, those are the voices from the prophets.
啊，代祷者的声音。
The voice from the intercessors.
但是这些人也有他的赏赐，也有他的这个神给他的恩典。
And this group of people, they have their own rewards.
不是所有的人都呼召要做这个事情。
Not all of us are being called to this job.
这里讲的就是一个门槛最低的服事。
So this parable is about the lowest standard, for the Christians.
啊，你知道这种服事呢，也不需要胆量。
And this kind of service, you do not need to have a bonus.
你知道，我跟你说，迎亲的队伍里面有些人有胆识，好多地方他一些习俗呢，要去抢亲啊。
So some of the custom you need to have a brave man in order to get the bride.
那 对这些童女的要求是什么呢？
But what is the requirement for the virgins?
那这么简单的活，难道一点要求都没有吗？
So as this job is so easy, are there any, you know, requirement for this job?
那这么简单的活，这些愚蠢的童女怎么就搞不清呢？
How come this is such an easy job and then the foolish virgin didn't know?
其实答案在最后一句已经讲得很清楚了，就是他们唯一需要的呢，就是要惊喜。
So the answer is quite simple, it's in the last verse. You only have to be alert and watchful.
那第二个呢，就是他要预备。
And second thing is they have to be prepared.
其实这就是神对我们所有基督徒，一半的基督徒的最低的要求，就是我们要来预备。
So that's the standard for all the Christians, that we have to be watchful.
那这里面的油是什么东西？
What is the oil? In this parable?
油就是神的话，我们有没有放在我们心里？
The oil is the word of God, whether we have put it in our heart.
这需要来预备。
You need to be prepared. This needs to be prepared.
好多时候我们中国人话，养兵千日，用兵一时啊。
Chinese say that if you use the soldiers for a day, you need to train them for years and years.
其实我们将来能不能在主的面前就说说让出来赞赏我们，我们要预备。
So whether we can be appreciated in front of the Lord, we need to prepare ourselves.
或者今天我们能不能接受神的祝福？好多人都在祷告。
So,
那竟有的人就是怎么好像神不答应我的祷告呢？
So nowadays when you pray for your blessing, some people will say, how come God did not bless me?
那需要预备。
You need to prepare.
需要最简单的预备。
You need the simplest type of preparing.
这个简单的预备就是我们日常生活里面，在主的面前要祷告，要来读神的话语，把神的话语放在我的里面。
So the simplest way is to every day read the word of God and then pray and in order to prepare us for the coming days.
那这里面在这个聪明的童女和愚拙的童女，其实他们心态上面有一个很大的区别。
So the wise virgin and the foolish virgin in their heart, they have a difference in their hearts.
那个微小的区别决定了一个能够进去，一个进不去。
So the small difference depend on whether they can enter and not enter.
就说这聪明的童女呢，她把这些事情放在心上，她把这个婚礼的重要性放在心上。
So the wise virgin, they put the importance of the wedding in their heart, so they know.
她把她的工作的重要性放在她的心上。
Because they know the importance of their job, so they put it in their hearts.
她把新郎新娘这个荣耀放在他的心上。
They focus on the bridegroom and the bride's honor.
所以我们基督徒呢，在刚信主的时候，就是说，我们都会想到我自己的需要，这是对的。
So as a young Christian, a lot of people will think about our basic needs, and that's important too.
但是神呢，会把借着圣灵把一个爱放在我们的里面，让我们爱他。
But through the Holy Spirit, God will put this love in us so that we can love Him.
因着这个爱呢，也是真正的和神有一个关系。
Because of the love, so that we can start to have a relationship with the Lord.
当神真的讲话的时候呢，我们不会 miss 掉。
So when God speaks, we will not miss it.
你说这个聪明的童女和愚拙的童女，难道他们没有听管家讲，你们要预备好油吗？
So the wise virgin and the foolish virgin, they know that they supposed to
Because the
So the only difference is that the foolish virgins didn't put this in their heart.
或者说心里面不 care 这件事情。
Yeah, so they, in their heart they didn't care much about this.
我是来挣钱的，得到一些好处。
I'm only here to make money to get some blessings.
但是另外几个呢，他把这个事情放在他的心上。
But the other five, they know and they put the importance of the wedding in their hearts. They know.
就我就拿一个例子来说明这个，就是说这个婚礼上这个人的心态是非常重要的。心态的不同决定了这个人是不是朋友，是不是家人。
So the attitude really shows whether you are the part of the family or you are not.
Part of the friends or not.
Friends or not.
Part of the truth of servants or not. 那在这个我的姐姐的婚礼上
So during my sister's wedding.
你知道我们国内都会装备得很好。
So in China, we prepare a lot for the wedding.
那我和我哥呢就会非常非常的惊喜。
So me and my brother were alert.
你知道我们那边会买很多的酒，很多的烟，就预备在那个地方，好酒、好烟、好食物来招待他。
So in our place where we prepare a lot of wine and a lot of cigarettes for the guests.
当然是好的好的食物，对不对
？And good food too.
那但是呢，在这个婚礼的过程里面，他可能会出一些差错。
But during the process of the wedding, there may be some, you know, mistake that going to happen.
有些这种亲友呢，他会借着这个机会耍纠纷，你知道吗？有的人他嫉妒你的家，或者跟你关系不好，但是你必须得请。
So some people may be drunk during the banquet, and then you know, like be drunk and all that. And then some people, even though they may have some kind of conflict with your family, but you still you have to invite them over.
那这些呢，你要预备好，因为你不能让这个婚礼呢 screw up， 你不能让它办糟了。
But all of this you have to be prepared so that the wedding can go on. You don't want to screw up the wedding.
所以我和我哥就非常非常清醒。
So me and my brother was really watchful.
所以看到哪个桌子上酒已经喝完，干脆把酒桌子下面放一大堆。
So if we see that the table is out of wine, we'll go and bring more wine to the table.
那我们同时呢也请了一些帮忙的人。
And at the same time, we also hire some of the hands to help us.
我们也会给他们付钱。
And we pay them.
但是呢，他们就是有时候也就去喝酒了。
But some of them they just go and start drinking.
你不能指望他。
You cannot really depend on those people.
但是我和我哥是家里的人。
But me and my brother are part of the family.
那我们希望我姐姐的婚礼上真的是很光彩的一个。
We really wish for our sister's wedding to be a very glorious wedding.
让我的爸爸妈妈脸上也有光。
So that my parents can have this honor on them too.
所以我们在这个预备的过程里面是非常的仔细的。
So during the process of our preparing the wedding, we were really diligent.
而且在这个婚礼上面呢，也是非常精心。
And during the wedding, we are also stay alert.
那我们和我们的那个请来的帮手的区别是什么呢？我们是家里的人。
So the difference between us and those people we hired, the only difference is that we are part of the family.
所以这个比喻呢，就是让我们要真正的心要归先生。
So this parable is to tell us to return our hearts to the Lord.
真正把神的事情放在我的心上。
So that we put out the things of the Lord first in our heart.
我们先要做一个最简单的事情。
We need to do something really simple.
最简单的服事。
The simplest type of a service.
不是要做先知。
You are not here to become a prophet. No,
不是要做教师。
Not to become a teacher.
而是大灯照亮。
You only here to live up.
大灯照亮，圣经应该说呢，你们是世上的光。我已经把那个生命放在那里面，你照亮就好了。
The Bible says that you are the light of the world. He already shone the light to you, and you just have to show people the light.
所以我也讲到，就是说这个新郎呢，最后拒绝这个五个愚蠢的托尼呢，他完全正常，他真的不认识他，不知道他们从哪里来，因为他们心里面没有。新郎心念在里。
So the bridegroom, when he shut out the door to those five foolish virgins, that's nothing wrong with that because he truly didn't know any of them, and then they didn't care much about the wedding as well.
所以新郎这样讲并不是一个气话，他看着一看真的不认识，不是我家里的人了，不是我平常用的那个佣人了。不知道哪里来的呢？
So,
他不关心我的事情，对不对
？He didn't say that in anger because he really didn't know those five virgins because it's not familiar to him. It's not from his own servants or their family, his own family.
他在聪明的那几个人里面一看，哦，这个是我的 那个小妹，那个是我的这个表妹，那她扔给我，对不对？所以他们很尽心呢。
So maybe those five wise virgin, he may recognize them. Oh, this is my cousin or someone I know.
他真的认得他们。
He truly recognized them.
所以他们也认得他。
And they also recognize him.
所以这就决定了有些在门外，有些在门内。
So this this will show that some people cannot and can go into the banquet and those who are not in the banquet.
这不仅仅是在将来主来的时候，在今天。主有各种各样的鸿雁都在邀请我们。
It's not just about the coming days, but in the now, our Lord Jesus Christ has a lot of banquet for us.
包括上次我们讲到老底家教会，主说我在门外叩门，若开门的，我就要进去和他坐席，他要和我坐席，就是一个鸿雁，而且一个宴席。
So last week we talked about the church of Laodicea, when Jesus Christ knocking the door, and those who open the door, I will go and have a feast with him.
所以，但今天就是说，主在举行筵席的时候，我们有没有份？
So now, if Jesus is having a banquet, are we part of that?
那我们要来预备，要来进行。
We need to be prepared and we need to be alert.
那怎么样来预备？怎么样来进行？
How do we prepare? How do we alert?
其实第一个就是我们的心态。
The first is our heart.
圣经里面讲的。而啊，你要保守你的心，你要保胜过保守一切。
So the Bible says, guard your heart above all things, because all things come out from God.
你的心要向主来敞开。
You have to open your heart to the Lord.
把他的事放在你的心上。
So put His things first in your heart.
下面的能做多少，完全是他的恩典。
So the things that you can do is all by His grace.
所以他说，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的，就是生的事情是不难的。
So that's why he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, because the thing that he wanted you to do is not hard.
那只要我们把这些事情放在我们心上的时候，祷告说神啊，你来帮助我，我愿意爱你，我愿意来把你的事情放在，他会帮助。而且这种帮助里面呢，真正产生的果效就是这个灯呢，亮的时候也照亮我们自己。
So as long as we have opened our heart and then ask him for help, so because we're willing to help, and he will and strengthen us to do all these things, and the outcome of this thing is just like the light that shines on us.
所以照亮在大灯照亮的同时照亮了我们自己，这就是得到了从他而来的祝福。
So when he shines the light to us, we also shining the light to others. That's how the blessings flow.
其实我们每一个人都在预备当中。
So all of us are in this the phase of preparing.
那今天的信息或这个经文呢，绝对不是神要来审判我们。
So the verse today, the passage today is not here to judge us.
而是神要来预备我们。
But God is here to help us to prepare.
当我们听了以后放在心上的时候，我们就开始祷告说：“神啊，我要跟你有一个更好的关系。”
So when we listen to the message and we prepare ourselves, we want to know that we want to.Have a relationship with the Lord.
而且真的，这个主的意念就是要来祝福我。
So God's will is to bless us.
就像这些聪明的童女，就是要让他们进到那个鸿雁里面去，一起来享受新郎新娘的快乐。
So just like the banquet, the wise virgins are invited to the banquet to have this joy of the wedding from the bride and the bridegroom.
他们做最简单的事情。
They are doing the simplest task.
享受最大的快乐。
They enjoy the greatest joy.
我也是最近有一个事情，就是怎么样预备我，我也有个见证要分享。
So I also have a testimony to share about preparing.
其实预备的过程呢，我们把心摆上，神就会来帮助我。
So during the when we prepare, if we put our hearts to the Lord, and God will help us.
我们能不能为主发光
？Whether we will shine our lights.
那我们前面有很多的试探，撒旦常常会来试探我们。
So there will be a lot of trial and testing from the evil ones.
环境会有很多的挑战。
And we will have a circumstance to challenge us.
那在这些过程里面，我们能不能大灯照亮，来荣耀我们的主，来荣耀这照亮周围的人
？So in the midst of this, can we be a light and shine to the others and us?
我最近呢有一个 新房客，年轻的一个房客。
So, recently we have a new tenant, a young tenant.
他夫妻俩是基督徒，做什么都祷告，用方言祷告，说我要问问主，问问主，我就很信任他。
So the young couple, they always pray, and then they always say, okay, we'll pray, we'll seek the Lord, and then I really trust this couple.
所以我说，既然是基督徒呢，我就把房子租给他，而且给了他很多地，给了三倍大的地。我说你随便可以做什么。
Because they are Christians, I really trust them, and then I also not only giving them the house, but also a bigger part of the land, so that they can, you know, like cultivate.
他要建，他是一个 carpenter, 他要建筑也可以。他把他的房车放在那边，什么都我说都没问题。
So he's a carpenter, so I said it's okay for you to put your things there, and even your trailer, you can put it there, you can build stuff there.
结果后来他对我做的一些事情呢，从他的角度不满意。
But because something that I did from his point of view, he wasn't satisfied.
他就找我谈话。
So he came and talked to me.
他每一次谈话呢，他都要录音。
So every time he has talked with me, he needs to record our.
他说以后上法庭的时候好用。
He said, if we ever go to the court, it will become an evidence.
那我就很生气。
And then I got really upset.
我第一个呢，我就看看我比他年纪大，我说第一个你不要录音，为什么不要录音呢
？So I was older than him, so I said, first thing, you just cannot record our conversation.
因为中间我们的好多的这种交流呢，都会有情绪啊，有些也不一定合法呀、啊。但是我们交流的过程，最后有个结论，我们再写下来，对不对？中间过程我们不需要发表，对不对
？Because I told him that during our conversation, we may have our emotions, we may have discussion, we may have, you know, like rage. This need not to be recorded.As long as we record the end results, you know, our final decision of our dispute.
我说这个政府的这种要员在这个那个国会里面在讲的时候啊，就是他最后发表的那个才是成文的。那中间过程呢，很多时候可能就是不一定是完全正确。
So same as how the government works, a lot of debates are going on from the senators and stuff, but they don't need to record all of that as long as they're recording anything.
我说你录下来干什么
？I said why do you do that?
Anyway, 这件事情呢，让我非常非常生气。
And this thing makes me really angry.
我有三四天的时间，我说非常生气，因为我给他很多的权利呢，他是怎么有经过我的同意呢？就是借了这个洗衣机啊，这个烘干机啊。我本来我告诉他我不能借洗衣机，我的那个水呢不够用。
So I was really upset because.All this favor that I have shown him and then giving him the larger piece of land, and he did a lot of things without my permission. For example, he installed a washing machine and dryers. And then in advance, I told him that he couldn't do that because our water level is too low. We cannot have a washing machine.
我每一次走到做他的房间，我就生气。我给他这么多的地，让他竟然早能够把心结，他反过来是成天找我的证据要告我。
Every time I walked past his house, I got very upset because I gave him all these favors, and then he still installed the washing machine and stuff, you know.
He always wanted to go to the court.
Yeah, he also wanted. Yeah, he wanted to record our conversation to find fault in me.
我说神啊，我祷告的时候说，我要把他这个权利都拿走。
So when I pray, I said, God, I need to take away all the favors that I've been giving to him.
他洗衣机我没有写在这个 contract， 不让他用。
So the washing machine was not even in our contract. I will remove that.
我祷告里面非常的挣扎。
So in my prayers, I have a lot of struggles.
但是呢，你知道你自己在这种挣扎中很不舒服。
So you know that in the midst of your struggle, you feel very uncomfortable.
你觉得没光，真的没光。
You felt there's no light.
后来我就祷告说，第一个，为什么让这些事情来搅扰我呢？
So later on, I pray and then I ask, why do I have to be worried by all this?
我就祷告，我觉得圣灵就感动我，就是心里要有爱。
So I pray and then I felt the Holy Spirit told me that you just have to have love.
你是基督徒，他也是基督徒，你们要能够荣耀我的名。
So you are Christian and they are also Christian. You are here to glorify my name.
你能不能爱他？能不能？帮助他。
Can you love this person? Can you help this person?
后来我就觉得神就给我一个平安。
So I felt that God has given me the peace.
我就打电话给他。
So I called him.
我说我觉得你需要洗烘干机，因为你的工作需要。他是一个拖车的，开拖车的人就很脏的嘛，要那么在雨天啊、泥地里面啊。那个车掉到沟里面，他要把它拉出来啊，就是他需要洗衣机，用水很多。
So I called him and said, I think you need a washing machine dryer because he drives the tow truck, so a lot of time his clothes will get dirty because he need to pull out the trucks and cars from the road.
本来他说如果加洗衣机的话，他给我多付一点钱，我说也不要付了，你就洗吧。
And he also said that he will pay me extra for the washing machine. I said it's okay, you don't have to pay any of that.
我说因为你非常的需要。
Because I told him because you really need that.
因为外面洗的话呢，就一个月好几次就花20-30块钱。
Because if you do the laundries outside, you will pay 20 or 30 something.
我说如果我的水不够用。
And I told him that if my water level is not enough.
我如果我的水不够用。
If my water supply is not enough.
其实他非常清楚我的水是非常的紧张。
He knew.That my water supply is very limited.
他说我在想办法。我告诉他我说我在想办法。
And then I told him that I will help out if my water supply is not enough.
我发现我这样讲了以后，后来张总的关系一个完全一个放松。
So after I said all this, I felt that our relationship have a just turning point.
而且张的发现就是说他来祝福我。
And I start to feel that he was there to start to bless me.
因为他是一个木匠。
Because he is a carpenter.
其实他懂得比我多装修方。
He knew a lot more than me.
他就开始免费给我做很多东西。
So he started to help me with a lot of things without pay.
而且就是说提出来他要帮我做这个做那个。
And he also initiated the help that he wanted to help me with this and that.
所以对我来说，这个就是说我在这个试探面前、挑战面前，这小小的挑战，所以我愿意把神的话再次的放在我的里面，愿意按照神的去做，得来的是什么呢？真的就是荣耀主，而且两方面都是一个祝福。
So this is just a small testing in my life, a small trial. But if I put the word of God in my heart, and then the outcome is love and blessing for you know.
如果我没有神的话在里面的话，我就会去用人的办法去处理。
If I don't have the word of God in me, then I will do it the human way, man way.
那我知道很多弟兄姐妹真的没有神的话在里面的时候呢，他这件事情来临的时候，他就用自己的方法或者朋友告诉他的方法去处理。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters when they do not have the word of God inside of them, they will do, they will listen to the advice from other people, they will do whatever they thought they like.
所以基督徒中间有离婚的。
That's why among the Christians who have a divorced families.
好多弟兄姐妹做生意，最后做了一开始说我们是弟兄姐妹做生意，做到后来关系搞得很臭。
And some people may have a partnership with their brothers and sisters in the business, and after a while, their relationship fall apart.
所以好多人告诉我，你不要跟你们教会的弟兄姐妹做生意。
That's why a lot of people tell me that do not have a business relationship with your brothers and sisters in the church.
感谢主，主也给我这个恩典。我说我偏要跟教会的弟兄姐妹做生意。
But praise the Lord, God has given me this favor that I just have to work with my brothers and sisters.
因为这是神对我的一个锻炼，看看有没有神的话在。
Because I know this is a practice of God for me, to see if I have the word of Him inside of me.
但是呢，真的是神在帮助我。我们只要有个愿意的心，说我们愿意爱你，愿意荣耀你，他就会帮助。
But God is there to help us as long as we have just a willing heart to glorify Him. He will be there to help us.
那所以呢，就是我们一起来让神来预备我们，一起来警醒。
So together we will ask us to God to prepare us.
那我们先做一个祷告，以后呢，我让我们跟 Mary 姐妹也祷告，因为她下午有些服事。
So we will pray, and later on we will pray for Sister Mary. She has a
service. 主啊，是的，我们再次的说，主啊，你的话语 立定在天。
Yes, Lord, once again we proclaim that your word established the heaven and the earth.
主啊，是的，主，我们愿意成为聪明的童女。
We want to be the wise virgins.
主啊，是的，就来预备我们。
Lord, prepare us.
主啊，我们的心愿意向你完全敞开。
And our heart is willing to open up to you.
知道你的意念是赐平安的意念，不是见灾祸的意念。
Because we know that your will is not to harm us, but give us a hope and a blessing.
叫我们幕后有指望。
So that we will have hope in the future.
今天你的话语也不是要来定罪我们，而是要让我们幕后有指望。
And your word is not here to condemn us, but you want us to have a hope in the future.
啊，你要把祝福要多多的加在我的身上。
You give us the blessings and more blessings in our lives.
你要预备我们成为聪明的童女，将来和你在筵席上面享受你的荣耀和喜乐。
You are preparing us to be the wise virgin, so that we will enter into the banquet with you and to enjoy your wedding.
主啊，你再次把这一个热爱你话语的心放在我里面。
Lord, once again, we ask you for this heart that longing for knowing more, knowing words more.
把你的话当话。
So we will treat your word as the truth.
把你的话当真。
So we treat your word as the truth and the true words.
真正愿意来信你的话。
And we want to practice what you have said.
让我们不会随随便便马马虎虎。
So that we won't be just, take it easy and not doing the things that you should ask us to do.
不再像这五个愚蠢的童女，他们就马马虎虎、随随便便。
So we won't be like those five foolish virgins, did not take your heart into your words into our hearts.